Some time ago, I went to my favorite hardware store to buy a ladder. I had never noticed before, but both sides of every ladder were papered with every imaginable type of warning. Do not stand on the top step. Do not use near power lines. Use both hands. And ensure the ladder is fully opened before using. And my favorite, failure to read and follow instructions can result in injury or death. Wow. How do you respond to product warning labels like this? Do you read them? Do you heed them? Or usually just ignore them? Well, the theme of this meditation from Acts chapter 2 is to notice and mind warnings. Yes, warnings on ladders, but more importantly, the spiritual warnings of God. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be alert and mindful. We will be together in this retreat for about 15 minutes. But for now, note your breathing beginning to relax and your eyes softly close and intentionally become more aware of the presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Hebrews chapter 4. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord, I call you by name. May God bless the reading of His Word. Let us with privilege approach God's throne of grace with confidence and without fear. And Lord, I call on you by name. Approach the throne of God's gracious favor so that you may receive mercy for your failures. Lord, I call on you by name. Approach God and find His amazing grace to help you in time of need and receive an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Lord God, I call on you now by name. For a moment, let your singular prayer be to heed the name and calling of God. Reflect and note examples of warnings. Product label warnings, cigarette package warnings, warning labels on the side of your medication may cause drowsiness. Don't drive heavy machinery. The labels like that make you kind of giggle or give you cause for concern. Think about that for a moment. And honestly, do you even read them? Scan your mind for a moment. Why do you not heed warning labels? Do you think maybe you're too smart to be warned? They only affect others and don't apply to you. Well, spend these next moments, your mind transformed to that of Christ, considering how you respond to warnings. Continue on there, by becoming even more intentionally aware of warnings now through your breathing. Take several deep, complete belly breaths, each one full and deep and slow, one after the other. What of your breathing can be a warning? What if you experience shortness of breath? What if it's raspy or too rapid? Well, be mindful and notice your breathing. Center there, and with each breath, think silently, "Lord, I call on you by name." Your mind may drift between concern and apathy, between interested and indifferent, and that's fine. In fact, that's a healthy spiritual exercise. So practice for a moment, allowing every indifferent thought to be a trigger to return to the aware. Stay here centering on your breathing and listening for the cautions of God. Continue centering on God's care by listening to this, the first of three divine readings. This is a letter from the Apostle Paul, but he was writing about a sermon that Peter was sharing from the book of Joel, a sermon with a warning of God's coming judgment and salvation found in the name of the Lord. Imagine this passage as a personal note to you from the Apostle Paul and Peter as you listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 21, from the New American Standard Bible. "My dear friend, listen to us carefully and heed our words. Time is short. God's judgment is coming and will be sure and swift. So hear this warning from us. Only those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved." Where do your thoughts settle? Listen once more from Scripture. Listen to what you become aware of. "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." What did you notice this time? Well, for this next minute, contemplate on the word, the idea, or the image where your mind came to rest. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Contemporary English Bible to be a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I fear for the day you cause wonders to occur in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. I shudder for the day the sun will be changed into darkness and the moon will become changed into blood. But I long for the great and spectacular day that you, Lord God, will come. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I celebrate this in your glorious name. Amen. for this next minute, meditate on these words, these thoughts and images from God. Let them become your prayer, a prayer of confession, and a prayer of thanksgiving for the salvation by God's grace through faith in the name of Christ eternal. Listen to this wider passage by submitting entirely to God, just simply enjoying His presence. Listen now a third time from the Amplified. "And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see divinely prompted visions, and your old men shall dream divinely prompted dreams. Even on my bondservants, both men and women, I will in those days pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will bring about wonders in the sky above, and signs attesting miracles on the earth below, blood and fire and smoking vapor. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And it shall be that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking, adoring, and worshiping the Lord Jesus, shall be saved and rescued spiritually. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." What did you encounter in this reading? What affections did it stir? Well, reflect on your experience with this passage for another moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return to this ancient hillside listening to Peter preach. It has been 50 days since Passover. The Spirit of God was sweeping through the land, seeing countless surrender their lives to Jesus, the risen Messiah. But some ignored the teaching. Listen to the passion in Peter's voice, his zealous words of warning. He wants none to perish. You can see it in his eyes and hear it in his words. So sit here for a moment, seeing the signs, hearing the warnings, and relish in the truth that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who invokes, adores, and worships the Lord Jesus will be rescued spiritually. Rest here now. Stay here for a while longer secure in the salvation offered to you in the name of Christ. And continue to be aware of your breathing, too, as you whisper your centering prayer, "Lord, I call on you by name." As you become more aware of worldly warnings around you during your day, well, be mindful of the spiritual warnings of God. And be aware, too, of someone you encounter along the way that is maybe apathetic to divine caution. Who in your life is ignoring the salvation that is freely offered to them? How might God use you to open their eyes? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether in the hopeful light of morning or the long shadows of evening, or the next time you're tempted to stand on the top step of a ladder near a power line, be mindful of moments you feel indifferent and apathetic to the alarms found in Scripture, to then become thankful for the warnings, for it will be then and there you encounter the salvation of God. Close your eyes and let me pray this closing benediction and blessing over you to heed the words of the Lord. Time is short. God's judgment is coming and will be sure and swift. May you hear His warning that only those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And may you encounter the salvation of Christ, the alert guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the attending love of God now and forever. Amen.